Welcome back to the Rising Spear podcast. I am joined by some folks that are in FSU's record books now. For the first time ever, you guys know on Saturday against Duquesne, Florida State had three 100-yard rushers. First time in 76 years of football. Trayshawn Ward, Lawrence Toafili, Trey Benson. Gentlemen, how you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Doing good, yeah.
You probably didn't know that going into the game, that had never happened before. But it's not super common. Like, it hadn't happened in college football in a little while either. How much, Trayshawn and LT, you guys knew that you already had your hundos. Like, Trey, you got yours last. How much were you guys wanting him to get his 100 so that you could have three of them on the sideline over there?
I mean, I guess I answer that because, like,
I didn't even know.
No.
To be honest, like, I knew it because, like, one of my coaches came up to me and told me, like, you know, he wanted to wait till, like, one of our coaches told us that we all got 100 yards or whatnot. But, I mean, when I got mine, you know, I told my coach, like, you know, I'm ready for no boys to eat, get the 100 as well. So, like, you know, we all eating. You know, you feel me?
Definitely.
I want everybody to be happy at the end of the day, man. We all got the 100, you know.
No cap.
All right, let's talk about some off-the-wall stuff. This is presented by Rising Spear. If you go to risingspear.com, you can support our FSU student-athletes. You sign up to be a monthly contributor. You can also do a one-time donation. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever, make sure that you rate us 5 stars. I want to go around the horn, and I want to ask you guys some off-the-wall questions, and then we'll get into some more football stuff. But, Trayshawn, what's your favorite place to eat in Tallahassee? Like, what's your go-to spot?
I mean, either after, like, I like OMG Seafood. You know that place? OMG Seafood, that place? Or Chicago Chicken Grill?
Yeah. LT, where are you eating at?
I'm either probably going to go G&G, the Caribbean restaurant.
That's a good one.
Or probably A-Town. Like, if I'm feeling wings, I'm probably going to go A-Town.
Sure. A-Town wings. What about you, Trey?
I might do the hip hop fish and chicken or the A-Town wings.
Yeah. I'm a big Guthrie's fan. They were out at the Rising Spear tailgate. Oh, yeah. Like the Gut Box.
There's two. That's hard.
Oh yeah, Guthrie's for sure.
Yeah. Throw that slaw out there, right? But
yeah, no cold slaw. No cold.
Yeah, definitely not. Double fries. Go ahead.
Out of you three, who's the best singer?
Might be ALT because he can rap.
For real. Trey's the best singer. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I could rhyme a little bit, but Trey's the best singer. I'm gonna keep
the best voice.
Trey can sing a little bit. He won't admit it, but I heard him. He can sing a little bit.
He's shy. Like in the shower, that's it.
I mean, you gotta catch him in that mood.
Yeah, when I'm like walking to, you know, meetings and whatnot, a song might be in my head. So, you know.
Feel me? He can hit the note. I'm telling you.
Now you guys all got good feet, right? Coming out of that backfield, you guys proved that. But who's the best dancer out of you three?
Trey,
I gotta say me.
Trey, Trey's the best dancer.
I can say that.
I can't even dance no more. I'm gonna keep it 1,000.
Trayshawn, I'll start with you. We'll jump into some stuff. You guys have already mentioned this, and now, I think it's important, right, for any room to be close and be tight. But talk to us about, like, you three's relationship, you know, and y'all guys are all competing, but you also still, like, when that's a healthy competition, you see things like Saturday night where everybody can eat at the same time, right? Talk to us about just your relationship with LT and Trey and Rodney as well and that whole running back room.
You know, when Trey came to the room, you know, it was, like, almost like, you know, we been knew each other, like, we already had that connection and whatnot, and, like, you know, with all of us being, like, great at what we do, like, you know, me pushing them to be the best person they can be, you know, it all makes us better at the end of the day. And then, like, for Rodney, you know, he's us doing the same thing, and, like, whenever we leave, you know, he can keep the standards as well with that room. So, like, you know, it could be, like, transgenerational, like, standards and whatnot, and, you know, I feel like the competition we got is not, like, you know, a bad thing, you know. We just embrace it and, like, you know, become better at the end of the day.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great thing, honestly. It's like iron sharpens iron, you feel me? Like, we just learn so much from each other, and, like, we're making each other so much better Like, it's just crazy. It's like, it's a great thing to see, you feel me? Like, we got to feel me? Everybody just learning from each other, and we encouraging each other, bringing each other along, feel me?
Y'all got it. Y'all see it. Y'all took the words out of my mouth.
Trey, I'll ask you. Yeah, I'll have you kind of follow up there. You came to this room as a transfer, right? Came from Oregon. Can you just speak to the team kind of accepting you, these guys accepting you, and kind of feeling it? There's a lot of transfers in college football these days, right? That's not like an uncommon thing anymore. But some places people are welcomed a little bit better than others. Can you just talk to us a little bit about getting to Florida State and being accepted here?
Yeah, when I first got in the room, I was a little quiet, you know, but they brought me out my shell. I seen they was more like me. They we had so much in common, so they brought me out my shell. And they just made me better. They made me who I am today.
Yeah.
So I appreciate them boys for that. For real.
Love, man.
OPO.
Trey, another question there. When you signed with Florida State, when you committed to Florida State and you were going to be here, I know you guys are on social media, and we try to keep things pretty real, right? We try and talk about some of the things. I don't know if you saw much of this. I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of people doubted the take because you had some injury concerns in the past. Did that motivate you? Did that get under your skin? Like, talk to me about that, right? Like, I mean, I'm not asking you to call anybody out right now. If somebody specific, you know, Seminole fan 23678 on Twitter said something, but like, you heard some of those whispers. You know, you guys are on social media. You see some of that stuff, and I know you're not going to let it dominate your day, but talk to us a little bit about that and just how that, you know, maybe motivates you, maybe your thoughts about that. And obviously right now they're seeing it, right?
Yeah. I didn't say that first until like one of the members had sent it to me. They sent to me on Twitter, and then I started looking at all the comments. I'm like, dang, that's how they really feel. So, you know, they added a lot of fuel to the fire. So, yeah, I feel like I had a lot to prove when I first got here.
Had a good spring, had a good fall camp, obviously a good night the other night. Did you know that those other guys hit 100 before you? Like, were you ready to jump in that mix, or were you just running every play, bro?
I knew Trey hit his 100, but I ain't know LT hit his 100. But I was just running. I'm pretty sure we was all just out there running. I wasn't really focused on the 100. We was all just running, you know, just having fun, you know, what we love.
All right, Lawrence. There was a play almost to halftime where you hit the hole, you ran by a guy, and then you stuck your foot in the ground and you made the safety bite so hard on that shift that I think it hurt me a little bit. How much of that is kind of like you kind of know, like, hey, if I hit this hole, this is what I'm going to, or how much of it is just true reaction? Like, this is just, I'm just hitting the button and going, man.
Most of the time, it's really just like pure reaction. Honestly, like, I'm running through the hole, and like, if he's stopping me from going that way, like, I'm going to go the other way, you feel me? Type deal. So, like, it's honestly like a two-way go for me in that situation. So, like, either I'm going to beat him with speed to the outside, and if he overplaying it, then I'm going backdoor him, you know? So,
I want to follow up there. Last year, you had a play that I know it came in a loss, and we don't like to talk about losses very much, but you had a play against Clemson that I think probably had people as hyped as they were for any one play last year, right? Like, Jermaine strip sack's probably up there. There's some other big plays that we've had, but just the emotion of that play for you to go down but keep it going and get back up. Can you talk about that little play? Because I know that every time that gets shared, like, some little fans still are just like flipping out about that.
Yeah, that play crazy. Like, honestly, I knew I was still up, so like, I just caught my balance, and just once I hit the ground, I just kept going. I just knew what time it was. Like, I knew I wasn't down, but I thought everybody else would say I was down. Like, I knew they were gonna say I was down, most likely, but I didn't feel the ground, so I just kept going for sure.
I like it. Hey, Sean, you had a play on Saturday that was also similar. On that same drive, you hit a spin move on the right side. Again, probably just reaction, but it totally reminded me of playing PlayStation. In fact, the announcer even said that. Trayshawn hits the circle button, right? I guess he was a PlayStation guy, not an Xbox guy, because it's being on Xbox. But do you get pretty hyped when you make plays like that? Like, how do you just move on to the next play real quick? But like, you – you want to get up and like bang your chest a little bit, right?
Yeah,
like, that feels good, right?
Of course, but like, you know, it's also like what Coach Norvell be talking to us, you know, like, you know, of course we could make a play, you know, celebrate whatnot, but like, you know, we got to act like we've been there. So like, you know, I got to move on to the next play, and like, I can't forget the situation in football, and like, you know, the crowd get me hyped up and whatnot, and like, you know, after that spin move, I like looked over there for a little bit, got a little, you know, little muscle up, and then moved on to the next play because, you know, had to go with the situation. But of course, like, yeah, like the spin move, that's just pure reaction. I don't even be trying to do it. Like, I work it in practice, but like during the game, like, it's like something you can't, like, you know, it's just pure reaction for that.
Yeah. Well, the crowd got hyped for you, bro. So even if you had to like calm down on the hype, bro, like we were jacked up for you.
Sure.
Trey, can you tell me, can you just talk to me a little bit about your decision to come to FSU? You came to FSU. I assume, you know, you've got a pretty good relationship with Yak and Coach Norvell, but can you just talk to me about the decision to come here this year?
Coach Norvell gave me my first offer out of high school. He was in Memphis, so I already had a good relationship with him. Yep. And then when I talked to, like, Coach Atkins and stuff, I mean, it felt like I've been in the system already. Like, it felt like second home already. So I'm like, okay, I'm feeling about this decision. So I'm gonna make it.
I know a lot of FSU fans are happy looking back that now you did make that decision. All right, I'm not asking you guys for your favorites, but if it was your last run of the year, right? Who, Trayshawn? I'll go start with you. Last run of the year. Who are you running behind? I'm gonna make you call somebody out. I'm gonna make you call somebody out here. Who's your offensive lineman you're gonna run behind?
Oh,
I know, man. I know. I'm not. This doesn't mean you're not running behind the rest of them.
That's sick.
I love them all, though. I love them all. I like to run behind all of them.
Yeah, Trey going. All right, I'm waiting on Trey.
I know, I gave him the hard one. He hit his 100 first, so I'm gonna ask him. Score like 8 touchdowns, bro. You got a hard one first.
Man, I mean, I'm only gonna say this because it was on Twitter, and like, you know, it showed his effort in this after on the screen, and you know, yes. I got to do it with my old man DG.
I respect that. I can respect that.
It's on Twitter, so like, it's not like something, you feel me? I ain't. No disrespect to all my other old line, because, you know, they got me to the
bunches without them,
for sure. But, like, you know, the effort shows.
When you see an offensive lineman make an effort like that, whether you're on the field, whether you're the one he's blocking for, whether you're on the sideline, how much does that inspire you, right? Like, that's huge.
Like, I don't think, like, man, people know, like, those guys are that big, that can move, that fast, that's, like, that's athletic.
I ain't gonna lie, it's just exciting to see, like, it just make you happy, like, you feel me? It just showed them trying, like, push a dude, you know what I'm saying, mush a dude real fast. It's just great to see them, you know what I'm saying, just to see, for sure.
Yeah. Can you, Trey, LT, I'll ask you this, and then we'll go to Trey for one. LT, there's been a lot of talk about Jordan. Right. And he's a run guy. Oh, this, that, and the other. I mean, he stood back in there in the pocket the other night, and we didn't throw a lot. I understand the game we have coming up, but he stood back in there in the pocket, went 11 for 15. At least one of those incompletions was dropped. Right. I'm not calling out the wide receivers either, but it was pretty on target for the whole thing. Talk to us about the strides that you've seen JT make this year.
I just seen him get way more comfortable. Like, he just seems like, he doesn't panic, you know what I'm saying? Like, he knows he has a way, like, he has his way out of the situation, or, like, I don't know. He just know how to make something happen. So, I don't see him worrying about anything or anything like that, so.
Trayshawn, I'll come back to you. Moving past the Duquesne game, just a massive, massive matchup this weekend in the Dome. Prime time, only team playing on Sunday. Talk to us about preparation for this LSU game coming up.
No, we gotta, I wouldn't say we gotta take this game like to another level, because like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a football game. You know, we got to prepare whether it's LSU or whether it's Duquesne. So we got to prepare no matter what. But, you know, we got to come with a different type of focus because, like, you know, we're trying to, like, you know, obviously we're trying to go undefeated and go 2-0. So, you know, throughout this week, you know, we're going to get some good scout work, you know, with the system and implementing the system and trying to be on the same page with the offensive linemen and, like, the defense that as well. So just got to be really locked in into the situations and what coach is, like, teaching us and to be prepared for Sunday, you know, try to get this dub.
Yeah. Trey, when you come to Florida State and you make a decision to leave your school and you come here, it's I know that a lot of it's relationships. You talked about Norvell. You talked about Atkins. But some of it is to play in games. Not that Oregon didn't have big games, but some of it is to play in games like Sunday, right? In games against LSU, in games that the whole nation is watching. You talk to us about your thoughts on going to the Dome and playing this weekend.
I mean, you know, going to the Dome, it'll be exciting. It'll be the experience of a lifetime. But I just feel like, you know, you just gonna continue to do what you're doing, you know, since the summer, since fall camp. I feel like it's just another game to us, you know. We just gonna continue to prepare. You know, the scouts gonna help us out, like Trey Sean said. And it's gonna be an experience of a lifetime. You know, the whole world gonna be watching us though. So that's I feel like that's the pressure. But it's all good, you know, we just gonna continue to rely on each other and get 1% better and try to get a win.
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm excited to get out there. I'm excited to see it for sure. Trey Sean, who's the funniest person on the team?
Ain't gonna lie to you. I feel like I gotta run for number one.
Oh boy. All right, LT, Trey, is that true? Is he that funny?
Yeah. They both.
Man, listen.
Rod though. Oh my god.
LeRod probably the funniest man on the team. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
No cap.
But Trey too. They like Todd. There's a couple people. I ain't gonna lie. We got some funny people.
If we're talking about other than me though, I say Coop, Bishop.
And yeah. When you said Rod, when you saw Rod, you're talking Rod Orr? Who are you talking?
Rodney Hill.
Okay. Rodney Hill's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So is Trayshawn, is he funny like what? How's he funny? Like, has he got like a comment for everything, or is he like dad jokes, or like what's the.
It's the facial expressions. It's really everything, really, but it's really the facial expressions. Really.
Like, you just have to be around. Like, yeah, it'll just be out of nowhere. Like, I could crack a joke or like, you know, do some funny facial expressions or like, you know, I could have a comeback to something, or like, it's just a roasting type of thing too. So like, I feel like, you know, I could do all that.
Do you take the jokes well too? Because like, if you could dish it, you got to be able to take it too. Give you a pretty hard time.
I could take a joke. Yeah, I'd be able. Yeah, he'd kill somebody if it was a good joke.
You and the people mess with him. Like, he don't even say that to nobody first. They be saying him first.
They've been calling you guys a three-headed monster, right? So I've seen some suggestions. I've seen some stuff didn't Medusa have like the extra heads or whatever, like Greek mythology? I don't know, man. I didn't go to class, but y'all should go to class though. Are you guys thinking about other nicknames? Are you going to keep that nickname? What are we going to do around this nickname thing? Y'all going to come up with something else? What's going on here?
But now we're going to keep it until we, you know, talk and figure out what we're going to do.
Are there any clubhouse leaders? We can't say that on air. Maybe let's talk about that off air. We can't be giving the people out. You guys are talking about maybe doing it as an NIL thing.
For real, that'd be a great idea. I'm glad
I feel like that'd be a great idea to do. You know, like I can be like with them putting out the three, you know, the three big monsters and all that. You know, all that can be like a good thing to market us and, you know, put money back in our pockets. So like, you know, I mean, why not?
Why not?
I'm with that. I like that.
I'm with
it. So you guys are okay. I'll ask you this, and we'll go around the horn, and then we'll get out of here. You guys are playing in a day and age that you guys are able to capitalize off of your name, image, and likeness. Obviously, this is through Rising Spear. If you're watching, if you're listening to this, we would encourage you to go and donate at risingspirit.com. It allows us to do some of the things like this podcast, like some other events and local things that we've been able to do. Do you feel, I mean, how blessed do you feel? Because like if you'd have been playing 3 years ago, you wouldn't be doing this, right? Jameis did, and Jameis and Deion and Jalen and Derwin, like they didn't get to do any of this. Do you feel blessed to be able to play like this? I mean, like, and what's been the kind of the coolest thing about NIL? I'll go Trayshawn, then LT, and then Trey, and we'll get out of here.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, with the NIL thing, it's like great for us because, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, we put out all this work and whatnot, and I feel like, you know, we should get paid for it. And, like, we risk a lot of things or sacrifice a lot of things. So, like, I mean, I wouldn't say that was the least thing you do, but I feel like I can benefit for, like, you know, for college and, you know, stuff like expenses and stuff like that outside of, like, football and, like, you know, academic stuff you got to take care of or, like, you know, food at home. So it's a cool experience, though, because, like, you know, you can get so many cool deals and different type of stuff and, like, get, like, car deals. And I see you see people getting car deals and, like, being, like, you know, the little AC thing. Some guy got a little deal with AC thing or, like, a conditioning thing. But, you know, it's just cool to, like, market yourself and then like get money off it.
No, I definitely like I'm grateful for it for sure because like I know people before didn't have these opportunities and like you know I just want to take it like you know what is it called like just take advantage of it. That's what it is. Yeah. Take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? So that's really it. That's really it though. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, same thing LT say. I mean, I feel like I should take more advantage of, you know, because, I mean, people have been reaching out, this and that, but I need to focus more on it. You know, I feel like I need to get more into it. So, like I got chances to do it, but I need to focus on it a little more. But I'm really grateful for it,
though. Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people talking about trying to keep the main thing the main thing, right? And I know that's big and that's important. So you got time. Just keep getting those 100-yard games, and bro, you're gonna get more reach outs for sure.
Trust, like that's the big thing, really. Find out who you can trust with the NIL. Then once you find out who you can trust, then you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you a ton for spending some time with us. I know the fan base was super excited on Saturday to watch you guys just run wild. 400 plus rushing yards in the game. Beast. Great. On the ground, man. Excited to get to New Orleans, excited to work on trying to get 2-0 this week. But you guys have done something not only to get the history books with the 100 yards, but also we haven't started 1-0 in 6 years. So hats off to you guys. Let's get to 2-0. For TJ Pinger, we've got Trayshawn Ward, Lawrence Toe Philly, and Trey Benson. Y'all go Noles.
Yes, sir. Hold on. I know what it is, man.